Letters of the Rebbe, volume 15, letter number 5492, Baruch Hashem, the first day of Sivan, Tavshin Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Now, he's asking a very interesting question that a lot of people had a trouble with in the very beginning of the Tanya. Over there, in the end of chapter 1 of the Holy Tanya, he says that the souls of the nations come from the three totally impure klipot shells. So basically that they come, their source is from the impure side. But how could that be, he's asking, but even non-Jews have the seven Noahide laws. So they have commandments from Hashem. God has commanded them as well. How could we say that they are from the impure side totally? So, the Rebbe says, in Chassidus it's explained that the souls of the righteous Gentiles, you know, unfortunately, too many times this anti-Semitism and they're not righteous, but there are. By the Holocaust, there were certain outstanding individuals. They're called the Chassidei Umay Soilam. They are the righteous of the nations of the world. They actually are not from the three impure, but they are from the good of Klipas Noga. So he says, and the Rebbe references Lakuta Biurim and the based on the Siddur, the Rebbe says, and that's from Rabbi Hillel Meparich on page 47, side 4. And also in the Rambam, Maimonides, the laws of Malachim at the end of chapter 8, that those who accept the seven commandments are considered from the righteous of the nations of the world. So the Rebbe says this is the general souls, but the souls of the righteous Gentiles is not from the three impure klipot, but it's from the tovish klipas noga. As far as converts, the Rebbe says, references in the tractate Shabbos on 146 side A, that they also, their mazel, their fortune, they were also there at Mount Sinai. They were standing there too. And the Rebbe brings down from the Sefer Midbar Kedemos for Chido in the Gerim by the section of converts. Over there basically it says that a convert has somehow a Jewish soul from beginning. He was meant to convert, even though he turned out to be a non-Jew, but he does have a Jewish soul in there, in a hidden way. That's why he says, when you refer to a convert, it says a convert that converted, which means it doesn't say a Gentile that converted, because he wasn't really fully a Gentile before. He was just waiting for the opportunity to convert because he had a connection to the Jewish people before. In any way, so the Rebbe says that the righteous Gentiles, they come from the good, which is in the Klipat Noga, not the three Kimmel Klippas Atmeyas, which is the shining Klippa and the good of it. The Rebbe also says converts have a connection to the Jewish people all the time, even before they converted. And then he also asked the Rebbe, he has an older brother, and he's asking whether he should go and look into a match for himself. So the Rebbe said, you should ask your brother that he should totally forgive you. In other words, he should forgo. Then you can go ahead and start looking into for shidduch of yourself. You know, sometimes you need to do it, and the Rebbe actually says sometimes it'll help the other one doing a shidduch. You have to ask mechila, meaning ask them to forgive you for getting married before them, or getting involved, but they should do it completely, with a complete heart, not just say okay, you know, but there should be a Mechila Gemara, the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe concludes that for sure you're keeping the three classes, which are equal for everybody, instituted by my father-in-law, Chumash and Tillim and Tanya, that are known, and from time to time you're also adding in the study of Chassidus. The Rebbe concludes with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So the Rebbe answers him his question about the Tanya, that the righteous nations don't come from Gimel Klippas, they come from Toiv of Klippas Noiga. Converts have a connection to the Jewish people even before the conversion. And as far as the Shidduch, the Rebbe says, ask his brother to fully forgive him. And if his brother fully forgives him, the Rebbe says, you can go ahead and work on a Shidduch for yourself, and that will be okay. The Rebbe reminds him to do the three classes of Chumash, Tilma, and Tanya.